also paskin, even though his Rebbe was alive, but since he was in a different city, he was Becharsa the Yagzin. Trashi Chasa Shemir the Yagza Shemish. Shebonavu Amgushi Kachwis, which was going. So the kid, since he was in a different city, then you are allowed to paskin, even though your Rebbe is alive. Aviv Haranin, Yavashusum, your Rebbe. Right? Ravina Sar Sakina Babovo. Ravina Sar means Rashi Vodik Sakalatvoyach. He used to check the knife, the Sheikhid knife, before they shechted. You're only supposed to show the knife to a chochem, you shouldn't give cover to the chochem, he should pass if the cholof is good or not. The name Ravina Ravina was the one that used to pass him to look at the knives to make sure they're good. He took the cover from the city. Ravashi Rabbi, and his Rebbe was still alive, Ravashi, but Moshe Mechassin, another city, heavy. Vini Bovel. So right, it's the same raya, that even though your Rebbe is alive, but since you're in a different city, you're allowed to pass it. So Ravina Marasa Kinev Abovim. Omele Ravashi, Ravashi said to him, his Rebbe said to him, my time of Marochi, how come you're doing like this? You Omele, what's so schwer? Ravamnuna Ori Bechasa the Yagaz, Vishnet Rav Chizda. I saw Ravamnuna, even though he was a Talmud of Rav Chizda, and Rav Chizda was alive, still he passed him when he was alive. Why? Because it's a different city. Here also, I'm passing in a different city than you're living. So what's wrong? Why can't I do it? Omele Ravashi said, no, there's no raya from there. Omele, lav oruya itmar. I didn't learn that he did. In fact, I didn't paskin anything over there. It's not true, he didn't paskin. Loy oruya itmar. Omele itmori, the itmo loy ori. The pshat is, we learn taka both ways. Sometimes it did, sometimes it didn't. It's mishmei the rafun, the rabbe yehuda loy ori. And when his rabbi rafun was alive, he didn't paskin, even in a different city. Of the ori b'shtei the rav chizda. But when Rav Chizda was alive, then he did paskin, even though we learned from Rav Chizda, but the Talmud Chover delay heavy. It's called a Talmud Chover, kamat like a chavrusa. So a Talmud Chover, a special Talmud, he is a lot of paskin mamakim rabbi. Drashi Talmud Chover, chokim kemoisai. He was just as smart as his Rebbe was. He learned one or two things from him. So that's why he was called his Rebbe. So in such a case, when you're a Talmud Chover, then if you're not in the same city, then you're allowed to paskin. But Ravashi had a tiny Ravina. Like you, Ravina, you are not a Talmud Chover. So Bazoi, your mom is Tam a Talmud. So it's also for the paskin. So the answer was nein. Is Ravina answered back nein? The no nami Talmud Chover demara no. Ravina answered back no. The reason why it's mutter for me because I'm also a Talmud Chover. Hey, so I'm also come out just as smart as you are. Now why are you the Rebbe? Because I learned a few things from you. But really, I'm just as smart as you. Therefore, it's mutter for me to paskin as long as I'm in a different city. In other words, if you're stam a Talmud vice versa, you can't paskin mamakim rabbi, even another city. If you're Talmud chover, then you are allowed to paskin. Right. Omar Rova, surim rabbonin chazil anashi. About a sheikhid, if a surim rabbonin chefs for himself, he's allowed to check over the knife himself. He doesn't have to give it to somebody else to check it over. So drasha nafshei, boy dig sack in the sheikh de boy. A sheikh is allowed to check out the knife for himself if he's a Talmud Chacham, who acts mine. Behemah shalai, if he's shechting his own behemah. The answer of the haros l'rabbi, he doesn't have to show it to his Rebbe. So that's the locha tumor, rabbon is chazal nafshei. Ravina zot gemara, l'maisa v'zman hazeh, v'aiz is all shechtim hold of the tamir chomim. Or l'maisa, the minigiz v'zman hazeh today that all shechtim check their own knife. They don't give it over to Talmud Chacham. The other pshat could be all Talmid Chachamim are moichel akvoidei, and they let the shechtim do it. But the ma'aseh today, all the shechtim check it themselves. A mikra adin, though, you're not supposed to check it yourself the first time. You have to give it to Talmid Chacham. But if you have to give it to your Rebbe. But if you're a Talmid Chacham, then you're allowed to do it for yourself. But only if you're shechting for yourself. Ravina ikloy the mechuzah. Ravina went to mechuzah. Aisti yeshpachsino sakina. So the innkeeper brought his knife in front of Ravina. Ravina should check it out. And he said, look at it, see if it's kosher or not. Omale, so Ravina answered him back, Zilam tuyula Rova. Go bring it to my Rebbe Rova. Don't give it to me, give it to Rova. Omale, so innkeeper said back to Ravina, Loi sova lomar hodu yoma Rova, that surim rabbon and chosel nafshei, your Rebbe Gufa Rova said that any Talmud Chacham is allowed to check the knife for himself. So the Chura, you Ravina, is also Talmud Chacham. So what are you telling me now? I have to give the knife to Rova. Why can't you check it out to make sure it's kosher? Omalei, Ravina answered back, Poshid. Ano mizvan zvini. The pshat is this behemoth doesn't belong to me. I'm not shechting for myself.
the Zonya Kula of a Talmud Chochem Shecht for himself, he doesn't have to show the knife to somebody else, he can be selling his own bdikah. But here it's not my shechita, I'm not shechting for myself, you're shechting it, you're the butcher, I'm only going to buy it from you. So who's shechting it? You're shechting it for yourself, it's cool. So b'zeh then I can't check it out for you. You have to give it to my Rebbe, and he has to check it out. Shrashia, no mizven zvini, ki yachil no b'yahai bisra b'dimei no zovin, I'm buying with money, lo minoch. Hilkach lava navshoi, it's not my own, el gashat tabcha hebeli, you're like any other butcher, and I can't check out a knife for somebody else, you have to give it to my Rebbe. That was the mice. Stop here.
Yeah, holding where the the Samach Gimel holding. Okay, and the shaila again, if you light a paskin, be mokum rabbi. Yeah, by the after the parentheses here. So, Rabbi Lezer mehagunya, Rab Abba bar Tachlipa, ikloi levei Ravacha brei Ravika. They went to visit him. The Yasre Ravacha bar Yaakov. It was in the place in the Morad Asya. This place was Ravacha bar Yaakov. Okay, so these Tamil Chumim went to visit them in this place. That Ravacha bar Yaakov, he was the Morad Asya there. Is boy Ravacha braid Ravika lemevid lu igla tilsa. He wanted to have a good meat. So he wanted to have an eagle that's a calf of igla tilsa. Igla tilsa, Rashi has took short in what igla tilsa means. The third behema. Rashi says, igla tilsa, Rashi, godol shlish, a behema that's only grown one third. For Yosu Aymed Bika Tambasaru, that's when the meat is the best, tastes the best. An animal that's only one third grown, one third of its life, if you shecht it then, that's the best meat. So it's not like we learned. O Magdilo Noisa Yache Mishaloshim. We of Yataika Behema, I'm asked to raise it, you raise it till it's one third. Yamina Nami, Moisa Shlish, Bishorcha, Alma Urcha Achlish. That's a shtaker to take care of a behema until it grows one third. When the behema is one third grown, then it's a good time to eat the meat, that's the best thing. Lishnachrin, another pshat Rashi has the shlishi lebetin. Means it was a third kid from the mother's stomach. There was the third child, that's the best meat. So Rashi doesn't like this pshat. So the kid say he wanted to have an animal that was only one third grown, and he wanted to shech that behema. Is Ravacha bread Ravika lemevad lo igla tilsa. Is Isi sakina, so the sheikh that brought the knife before they made the shchita, but called machilu. And he checked it. His Ravacha bread Ravika checked over the knife. Oh Malhu Ravacha Batachlifa. So Ravacha Batachlifa that was standing with him asked him, Lo Lechish Lo Lisaba, aren't you afraid that there's a Morad Asra here? We said before this was the place of Ravacha bread Ravika. This was the place of Ravacha bread Rav Yaakov. So of course, since Ravacha Rav Yaakov is a Morad Asra on, how come you are checking the knife? Why don't you show it to the Rav here? To the Talmud Chacham of the Shtot, how come you're doing it? Is Omulu, so he answered back, Omulu Rabbi Loza Me'agrunya, Hochi Yom HaRav. This is what the way Rav Paskin, like we had before, that Tzume Me'rabonin, that means the Talmud Chacham, Chazi L'Nashe, he's allowed to check over the knife before he makes the Shchita for himself. Hey, there's only Allah, if Tam a person, when he makes the Shchita, when he has his knife, he's supposed to show it to the Rav of the city, to the Morad Asra. But Shaykh the Talmud Chacham, he's allowed to check it himself. So that's what he answered here. Even though it's true, this is the place of Ravacha Rav Yaakov, but since I'm a Talmud Chacham, I'm allowed to check it out myself. So the Gemara, Chazi L'Navshei, Amar Rav Tzumar Rabban is Chazi L'Navshei, it's Chazi, so he took a check the knife out himself. So the Gemara, the Meister was V'inish, and he got a Noinish. He got something happened to him. V'anish Reb Lezer Me'agrunya. He got a Noinish. For the Gemara, Ivo, Amar Rav, Tzumar Me'rabbonin, Chazi L'Navshei, why did he get a Noinish? The Chori did the right thing. Rav said, if you're a Talmud Chacham, then you're allowed to check the knife yourself. Hey, so if a Talmud Chacham wants to go make a Shrita, he's allowed to check the knife himself, even though there's a Talmud Chacham in the city. So why did he get a Noinish for? The Chori didn't do anything wrong. Now, the Gemara, Shani Hosom, Tiaschilu Bichvoidoi. There's a difference here. That's once he asked him, like his friend asked him, how come you're not being choshed for the cover of the Rav here? So once they mentioned the cover of the Rav, you shouldn't have done it yourself. If nobody would have spoken about saying, hey, there's a Marad Asra here, don't do it, you'd be allowed to. But Talmud Chacham is allowed to look the knife over himself. But once they asked you already and told you, you should know, this is the Mokum of Rabbi Yaakov, so it's not nice to do it in front of him, then you should have been choshed for his COVID, and you shouldn't have done it. So Drashi, the Yashilu Bechvoidoi, Meyacha Shener Maloi, the Nechesh Lesaba, once they told you, why aren't you choshed for the COVID of the Rovia? Veschilu Ledabe Bechvoidoi, and they started to talk about to give Rabbi Yaakov COVID, Lehoido Lazalza Bedover, then you shouldn't have went and made the Shechit yourself, checking the knife out yourself. Then you should have waited and showed it to the Rav first. That's one teretz. The boy is saying, Shani Ravach of Rabbi Yaakov, the Muflug. He was like a God Hador. If somebody is Muflug, extra special, then you can't look over the knife in front of him. Strashi, the boy is saying, Shani Ravach of Rabbi Yaakov, the Muflug. Harbe Moid Hoyezokin Vachochim. He was a very older person and a very big Chochim. Therefore, even a Tzurim of the Rabbon in the town with Chochim, when he shechs, he's not supposed to look over the knife himself. But he has to show it to Rav Acher Rav Yaakov. So that's why he got an oinish. Omar Rova. So Rova now, Ule Afrushe Meisura, if somebody's doing an Avera, and you want to tell him, stop doing it, you should know what you're doing is an Avera, Afilo Bifon of Shapadomi. Even in front of your Rebbe, you're allowed to tell somebody this. You're allowed to paskin to somebody. Because even though we had before that in front of your own Rebbe, you're not supposed to paskin, you can't paskin the Shiloh in front of your Rebbe. Even a portion of the Shiloh, if you're allowed to eat an egg with the milk, we said you're not allowed to paskin the Mokum Rabbi. Mashenkin, if somebody's doing a Navero and you see him, you're allowed to tell the person, stop doing it, it's Navero. That's called Lafrushim Yisurai, Afilu, even though you're standing in front of your Rebbe. That's not called like you're paskin in front of the Rebbe. That's Mutter, Chapadomi. Tomorrow, Ravina had the Yosef Kaimed Rabashi. Ravina was sitting in front of Rabashi. Chazi saw Lehu Gavra. Hey, so Ravina was sitting in front of his Rebbe Rabashi, and he saw a person to Koosale Lechamro Vitzinsa Veshabata. He was tying up his Chamorah's donkey Vitzinsa on the deckle tree on the palm tree on Shabbos. Now that's Nisim Midrabonin. You're not allowed to be Mishtamish with the tree on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to tie up your Chamor, your donkey, or the rein on the tree. It's Nisim Midrabonin. So the Maisa was, so Ravina saw this, Rami Bo Koilo. So Ravina yelled at the person, told the person, stop doing it. As even though Ravina was in front of his Rebbe, he still told that person, stop using the tree on Shabbos. And the person did not listen to Ravina. He kept on tying his chamor onto the tree. Is Omalais, Ravina said, Lehevi Hagavra B'Shamtoi. This person deserves to be in the Shamtoi. Shamtoi is a type of a klolo that the Chum give you, that you get an einish for it. He put him into Shamtoi like a nidui. He excommunicated him. Omalei, so the person said back to Ravina, Ki hai gavna, mi mischazia ki afkirusa. No, so Omalei, no, this is what Ravina asked his Rebbe. Ki hai gavna, mi mischazia ki afkirusa. Did I do anything wrong, the fact that I told this person to stop doing an issa in front of my Rebbe? Is there anything wrong or not? As though you're not supposed to paskin in front of your Rebbe. But what about this? That I didn't paskin, I just saw a person doing an issur, I told him to stop doing it. Is there anything wrong to tell somebody to stop doing an avera, even though you're in front of your Rebbe? Trashi Omalei, Ravina Ravashi, Hai Milsa, the Avidis Kamoch, that I just did in front of you. Hashtem, Mihevi Atkerusa, Chutzpoy Loi. Is this called like an avera, it's called a Chutzpoy, even to do this in front of your Rebbe? Or maybe no, it's only a Chutzpoy to paskin the Shail in front of your Rebbe. But if you see somebody doing an Avera, you're allowed to tell the person stop doing it, even though your Rebbe is there. Like it's a different Agdoro. Or Malay, his Rebbe talk against the back, you're right, you're allowed to do that. But the Pasuk says, Ein Chochma, V'Ein Tfuna, V'Ein Etzel Neger Hashem. There's no Chochma, don't ask any questions, there's no Tfuna, understanding, V'Ein Etzel, counsel, Neger, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means what? That Komokim Sheesh Bechil Hashem. Anytime somebody is doing a Chil Hashem, which here by Stasi means doing an Avera. Once you do an Avera, that is called the Chil Hashem. Is Ein Chochim cover the Rav. Then there's no Hagdara, you have to give cover to your Rebbe. As soon as you could stop the Chil Hashem, you're supposed to go and stop it. So here we saw the person using the tree, tying up his chamor on the tree on Shabbos, that's an Issim of the Rabbanan. He right away ran and yelled at the person, stop doing it. Like to stop the Chil Hashem. Trashi Ein Chochma, Ein Teras Chochma, V'Kovet U'Tfuna, V'Yoyetz, Oymedes Neged Chil Hashem. That once there's an inyo chil Hashem, you're allowed to stop the person from doing the avera, even though you're not giving cover to your rabbi. That's mutter. Omar Rav, so it's Rav, b'fonav also v'chayiv misa. You should know if you're paskin the shayla in front of your rebbe, you're chayiv misa. Shalei b'fonav, what about you're paskin shalei b'fnei rabbi? It's also v'yein chayiv misa. It's still an issa to do it,
but you're not chayiv misa. So Rashi before Navosar, lohoi rois v'chayiv misa b'day shemayim. For ho the rova lav lafrusha misa rekoi elabol yishoyel. I mean, to be mad for somebody, you're allowed to. But if somebody comes to ask you a shiloh, you're supposed to tell them, my Rebbe is here, ask my Rebbe, you're not supposed to paskin. So if you paskin before Nav, you're chayiv misa. Shloi before Nav, it's only osur, and you're not chayiv misa. But tomorrow, v'shaloi before Nav loy, is it true that if you paskin not in front of your Rebbe, you're not chayiv misa? V'atanya, Rebbe Lezer Oimer, loy meso b'nei Aaron, why did the children of Aaron die? Ad shohoiru halocha b'fnei Moshe Rabban. The reason why they were mace, the chet that they did, that caused them to have misa, was that they paskin b'fnei Rabban, b'fnei Moshe Rabbeinu. My Dorish, what's the posik? V'nosnu b'nei Aaron akoyin eish al mizbeach. That b'nei Aaron put the eish on the mizbeach. Omru, they said like this, even though by the eish of the mizbeach always came down in the shemayim. So really, really, we're not supposed to light a fire there. There's always a fire. The Eibishter brings down the fire. Still, they held, they dashen themselves, mitzvah l'hovi min ahedyut. Still, there's an Indian to bring the fire min ahedyut. And that's what they did, the Bnei Aaron. They brought the eish and put it on the mizbeach. And because of that, they got the misa, they died. So you see, they paskin. So from here, it wouldn't be so shver. The chura, this could be, it was b'fnei Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll soon see what's called the funav. This alone wouldn't be a shverkeit. So the shverkeit is the next case. V'talmud echod hoyolein Rebbe Lezer. Shohoyra halokha the funav. That he paskin in front of him. And he paskin the shayla in front of him. So there was in the mice with another talmud echod. Hoyolein Rebbe Lezer. Shohoyra halokha the funav. That this Talmud paskin the shayla in front of his Rebbe. Omar Rebbe Loza liimei sholem ishtoi. So Rebbe Loza, that was the Rebbe, told ima sholem, that was his wife, ishtoi, that was the name of his wife, to mi ani im yoytzi zer shenosei. I wonder if this person would live out the year. And the maestro was lo yoytzi shenosei. This Talmud did not live throughout the year. That was the maestro. But Talmud taka died. Omru loy, so his wife said to him, novi yato, are you a novi? How do you know this Talmud's going to die? Omar lo, he answered to his wife, Loi novi anoich, I'm not a novi. Voloi ben noich anoich, I'm not the son of a novi. Elakach mekoblani. This is what I was mekabel. That called hamoira halocha b'fnei rabbi. Whoever paskins a shayla in front of the Rebbe is chayiv misa. See, the Talmud paskin in front of his Rebbe, and he was chayiv misa. And now the kash was like this. The yom rabba bar bachonam Rabbi Yechanan. Oisai Talmud. This Talmud that paskin the shayla in front of his Rebbe was Yehuda ben Gur Yishmoy. That was his name. Voyerochok mi menu sholish pasois. And he was three pasoyas in front of him, away from him. So this is the kasha. You see, even though he was three pasoyas away from his Rebbe, so here it's called the paskin, shalei b'fonov, still he was chayiv misa. So why do you say only if you paskin b'fnei rabbi you chayiv misa? Here it's mashmi, even if you paskin, shalei b'fnei rabbi, you also chayiv misa. It's called the man, your Rebbe is alive. This is called a Rebbe muvuk. A Rebbe muvuk means that you learned roiv chachmosim imenu. If most of your learning, you learn from one Rebbe, he's called your Rabbi Muvuk, and from him you're not allowed to paskin in front of. And here at Samashim, even if you were ruch, you're away from your Rebbe, Shalosh Pasois, still, and this is called Shalai Befonov, still Yechayiv Misa. So it's a steer with what we just got finished saying. And for the Gemara name, the Maisa was Befonov who? Really it happened, he was Befonov. I, for the Gemara of a ruch, Vimenu Shalosh Pasois, comma, how could you say that Talmud was in front of his Rebbe? It says that he was away. It says he was away 300 pasoyis kamar. And the Gemara all the time, according to your Tam, Shmoi v'shem Malav Loma. What do we have to say over what the Talmud's name was and what the Talmud's written the father's name for? My Naftimina. Elo, what do we say this for? Shloi Toima Moshal Hoya. The reason why the Gemara has to explain the Talmud's name is you shouldn't stand think the Gemara just stand saying a Moshal, like exaggerating, and really you're not Chayiv Misa. It has to tell you, no, the Maisa really happened with this Talmud. And the Nela, once it tells you the person's name, it tells you where he lived. You know where he lived. He lived, Taka, 3 pasoyas away. Oh, but that's where he lived. That's the city he came from. But Lamaisa, this chet that he passed in front of his Rebbe, is talking about Befonov. He was in front of his Rebbe. So now there's no stira. And that's the way we come out. If you pass him Befonov, then you chayiv misa. Shalai Befonov, it's only also, but you're not chayiv misa. So Drashi, Befonov heavy. Why did they say the Maisi was far away? Means the place where this Talmud lived, his hometown, was Sholosh Pasoyas away from his Rebbe. When he passed, in front of his Rebbe. Now the Maisi Toysis here, the bottom Toysis on Samech Beis, on Medbeis, the bottom Toysis,
and the Ritzvot, they all speak out that the din of Bafonov, you're not allowed to pask in front of your Rebbe, that's Teich Sholosh Pasois. It doesn't mean you have to mamish be in front of your Rebbe. As long as you're within the three Pasois of your Rebbe, that's called Bafonov. Because that was the Maisa by Bnei Aaron. When the Bnei Aaron pasked in the Shalah, they took the Eish and put it on the Mizbeach, it was Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't right there. But the what was, since it was Teich Machni Yisrael, that the whole Machni Yisrael was Sholosh Pasois, that's Yud Beis Mil, that's called Bifnei Moshe. So the Bnei Aaron pasken in front of Moshe because they were within three pasois of Moshe. Rochot means you're living three pasois away from your Rebbe. If you're 12 mil away from your Rebbe, then there's no Chiv Misa, it's only Yosef. And we'll say again, there's only by a Talmud, by a Rebbe Muvuk, that you learn Roiv Chachmos Mimenu. And the Maisa Rishus helps. If your Rebbe gives you Rishus, you're allowed to pasken. That's one of the inyonim to take smicha, that you get Rishus from your Rebbe to be a poisik. Even though your Rebbe's alive, so there shouldn't be a shali, a pasken with a rabbi. If your Rabbi gives you Rishus, it helps. Yeah. Right. Om Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha-moira ha-lochem b'fnei rabbi. Somebody pasken to shali in front of his Rebbe, royal ha-chisha nochish. It's right that a snake should bite him. Shenema, the posik says, Vayan Eliyo ben Brache Labuzi, Vayoyme Tzor Ani Layomim. I'm very young, I'm a young person. Alkein Zochalti. Therefore, I held myself back. Mashma Zochalti, he held himself back. Viro Ksiv Hosim Am Chamas Vacholi. It says the Oksiv, Am, it says in the Vorim, Am Chomas Zochli Ofer. So, you see, he got this sign, his vice versa, with the shayl, he passed on the shleib b'fnei rabbi, and the postik says that he got a noinish like zoichalei offer. So, you see, he zoichat the snake should bite him. The bach adds on to it. Siv Hosim, it says over there, am chamas v'choli. And in the postik, it says in the Devarim, am chamas zoichalei offer. That what's called am chamas, that means zoichalei offer. That means that the snake will bite you. So, that's the avarai, if you pass on b'fnei rabbi, the oinish will be the snake will bite you. Ziri said over the name of Rabbi Chanina, Nikra Choyte. The person is called a Choyte also. Shenem on the Pasuk says, Dilti Tzofanti Im Rosecho. In my lave I watched you Im Rosecho. Laman Lo Yechto Lecho. I should not do a chet to you. Mashmav, I said, Yepaskin. Befnei Rabbi is called you did a chet. So Drashi, Tzofanti Im Rosecho. Konasti Devorai. That means I held back my learning. Milahuris Bamokan She'eya Choyte Olayim. I did not paskin b'fnei rabbi, because then I'll be called a Choyte. So you see, if you paskin in front of your Rebbe, you're called a Choyte. Rav Hamnune Rami, Rav Hamnune Yasakasha. Tziv Bilibi Tzofanti Mersecha. In my lave, in my heart, I watched your Mersecha, your Torah. No, I didn't speak out. I didn't say it out for Rabin. I only learned Torah in my lave. That's what David HaMelech said. Ogziv, another Pasuk of Tehillim, it says, that Bisarti Tzedek Bekor Rav. Bisfaket, Bisarti Tzedek Bekor Rav. When I taught the Torah, Bekor Rav, in front of everybody. Here it says he only kept it in his heart. And here it says he was Malamed, by says he taught everybody. Lekasha, Kan Bizman Shira Yirikayim. Hey, Bizman David HaMelech's Rebbe. Yira was Kayim, was alive, he didn't pass him by Rabbin. That's the only captain his slave. He didn't pass him with the rabbi. Kan bizman sheinira yirakayim. Vashenkin, when his rabbi was nifter, then David was mayor alalacha for everybody. So Rashi yira rabbi who? That was David HaMelech's rabbi. Because Ksiv hoya koin le David, rav le David. He was rabbi. He was David's rabbi. Omer Rabbi Abba Bazavda. Kol hanoisin matnoisov lekoin echot. When you have your truma, your maestras, matnas kuna, you're supposed to give to a koin. So if I says, Allah, you're not supposed to always go to one coin. You're supposed to share it. Give to this coin, give to that coin, give to different kohanim. But if you always give your matanis to one coin, it's maybe rov loylem. It's a bad thing, and you bring hunger to the world. Shenema, that's what happens by David HaMelech. Shenema says by David HaMelech, Iro hai Iro hoya coin le David. He was David HaMelech's coin. For the Gemara, le David u David coin. What do you mean? He was only coin for David. He was a coin, period. What do you mean he was a coin le David? Elamayin means, but the Mara, Lekuliyama loy, but to everybody he wasn't a kohen. He was a kohen stam. He was a kohen for everybody. So what does the pasuk say? He was only a kohen for David. Elot means shoyim mishagal loy mat noisav. That David HaMelech only sent his matonis only to him, only to Yira. He didn't send it to anybody else. And if I said this was a ksas chet or ksiv basra, the pasuk says right after that, vayehi rov bimei David. There was a rov. There was a hunger bimei David. So you see, if you give your matanas only to one coin, it's not a good thing, and that brings a row of boilum.
Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Moirid Noise Migad Lusoi. If somebody paskins in front of his Rebbe, they also take him down from his Gdula, from his greatness. He's brought down. So Drashim Moirid Noise with Lusoi, Liel Koi, Adizir, Bemoira Lachlof Ne Rabbi. If somebody paskins in front of his Rebbe, he's taken down from his Gdula, from his greatness. Shenema says by Ibn Ayaron, Vayomir Lozer Akoin, or Lozer Akoin Tel Al Anshea Tzvo, is Afagav the Yomlu, even though he said over, Liacha Yabba Tziva, that what I'm telling you now is Bishain Moshe Rabbeinu, Vyoysa Lotziva, and it wasn't told to me, Afa Afilu Achi Yonish, still they got a Nainish. But Vaisa, if they were default, it was called the Amor Allah of Bifnei Rabbi. So Rashi is Acha Yabba Tziva, the Chola Kova the Moshe, the Tziva Shativa Hashem as Moshe, for Hera Halach is Giyol Aches Azov. They were paskening, saying over these halachis, even though they told the people, no, we learned it from Moshe Rabbeinu, but still, they shouldn't have paskened these halachis, the rabbin, b'fnei rabbi. B'fnei rabbi, we said, just means, toich sholosh pasois. So Rabbi Nayarun did a chet, that they paskened, they're telling over these halachis, b'fnei rabbi. And they got an einish for this. The Yaksiv, the Pasuk says, ulefnei elozer ha-kohen yami. It says that what, that Yeshua should stand in front of Elezer ha-kohen. Mashma, that Yeshua was supposed to use Eliezer HaKoyin, like he should have been a great person, Eliezer HaKoyin, and Yeshua should use him, should ask him kshailas. And the Yonish was and never came. We never found that Yeshua had a go to ask from Eliezer or anything. So even though he was supposed to have a gedula, it was taken away from him. So Rashi the Siv, or the Fnei Eliezer HaKoyin Yamad Vishoyaloi, Shoy Yosid Yeshua Eliezer Sorokli Shoyad Varalochim Eliezer. Really, Yeshua was supposed to ask Halach is from Eliezer. He was supposed to be the Godel. And after Moshe was mace, we don't find anywhere the Yitzchak la Yeshua le'Eliezer lishoklum. We don't find anywhere that Yeshua had asked from Eliezer. So even though he was supposed to have this gedula, it was taken away from him because he passed him afnei Rabbi. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Levi, kol de Moisev Milo, kainei Rabbi. If somebody says something in front of his Rebbe, Rashi Moisu means Meisha Dvar Moir Alocha. The same thing. If you answer a Shaila, and if somebody comes and asks you Rebbe a Shaila, and you go and answer the question, you should know, is Ozul Lishoyal, you'll get the Einish that you go to the Misa, to the Kfura, Volei Vlad. You won't have any children. Shenema the Rai is from Yeshua. It says, Vayan Yeshua bin Nun Meshoras Moshe Mebchurov, Vayomer Adoni Moshe Koloim. That's what Yeshua answered back. This was the Maisa, the two were Nevi'im, they were still saying Nevi'is, in the Machaneh, so Yeshua went to tell Moshe, and he said a lashon, the Adoni Moshe, our master Moshe is Koloyim, is like finished. So Rashi learns, Koloyim, Ruyim Heim Lakach, Devilei Kemoir Alocha. In other words, Yeshua is saying, you too, Eldad and Medad, you're Roy to be Koloyim, like you're Roy to get an Einish now. Since you're saying Nevuah, like the Mokim Moshe Rabbeinu, so Yeshua gave up Sak and said, Yishino Koloyim, you deserve a Misa. That's what you deserve. That was like being Meir Alocha Befnei Rabbi. Uksiv, and it says by Yeshua, Uksiv Nun, Vino Yeshua, Vino.